the Lord had said, "Why call ye me Lord, and do not the things I say?" And I think of Sarah, we have in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 6, says, "Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord." There are many who can call him Lord, but the test is whether there is obedience to him. The Bible speaks of one faith and one baptism and one Lord. And I understand that in that expression, it's a profession of his lordship. But in order for his lordship to be, in order for us to be true to his lordship, the thought of obedience is very, very important.
Yes.
I know you know that, brother. I'm sure you know that.
No.
You know it before I did.
We could make a connection with the Apostle James, who said, "Show me your faith. I will show you my faith by my works. Show me your faith without your works. I will show you my faith by my works." And we can see in what Abigail responded that she takes her physical things, she takes material things in order to display the spiritual faith. We would say this, making this application. This is how God's work, we might say, is done in the world. If there are to be others impacted by the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus, it's going to be as we take our physical things, our homes, our property, our time, our careers, the little things in our homes, the things in our bank accounts, all of these things, and we use them purposely for David, for the Lord Jesus. And that's what Abigail does. She takes this tremendous amount. It's very nice to contrast that. This is what came to her hand. Nabal, he would have thought, well, maybe you want some bread and some water. I'm not even going to give you that. To Abigail, the appreciation of who David was caused her to gather this great amount and a wide variety. A wide variety of things that would be appreciated by one who was in the wilderness with those who were following him. And this displays how much faith she had. It displays her appreciation, and that's what allowed her to, or prompted her to have this response. And she says also, "Make haste." We've seen that how David was running. Here she's running to meet David. She's riding on to meet David. She sends her servants on ahead, and she goes quickly as well, because she needed to make haste so that David would receive what would be an appropriate gift for him as the one who had done this, given this protection.
She is here as a type, would you not say, of the assembly? I think we need to parallel that, because there is a tremendous amount of wealth that is in the assembly, deposited there by David, our true David, which can be responded to by us in relation to what is there for Christ. Here's a woman who did not have to go around looking for things. She had it in her possession. She was ready, equipped to avert the danger that was going to come upon Nabal's family. A woman of spiritual intelligence. And so that's why I parallel this to the assembly, in the sense that there is a subjective working out of things here, where the assembly has the ability to bring to the surface what is suitable to Christ. It's in you, it's in me, it's not of ourselves. It's been deposited there. And we can answer in our response of lordship to Christ by having that which is suited to him.
Connected with that, Brother David, it's interesting in verse 28 when it says, what she says to him. She says, in the middle of the verse, it says, "Because or first of all, it says, the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house. So she had full confidence in the promises of God made to David. And because my Lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil has not been found in the old days. What we had in the first and second session, she's saying, evil has not been found in thee all thy days. She's seeing him as the one in whom is perfection, as it were. And then that he fights the battles of my Lord. He fights the battles of the Lord. And so he's doing the work that we had in the second session. That is the battle against Goliath. She's seeing and recognizing even her allusion to the sling, about the enemies being cast out of the hollow of a sling. She's alluding to the fact of his great victory with Goliath. And so it's wonderful to see, if we see this as a type of the assembly, do we have this to say about the Lord? When we talk to others, are we able to communicate these things about him? And are we able to communicate these things to him? The appreciation of who he is and what he has done.
I think it's... I was going to mention just briefly that I think it's a wonderful thing, John, you mentioned about the young men, that in this chapter, there are three groups of young men, and I think it's wonderful to see they all own the rights to David. There is David's young man, there is Nabal's young man, and there is Abigail's young man.
I was just thinking that we have heard wonderful things as to his lordship, and even I enjoyed that the message when given they ceased. But never lose sight, dear brethren, everything that is done, they said and they spoke these words in the name of David. We don't want to lose sight of the greatness of this name. We can talk wealth, we can talk spiritual matters, we can utter expressions, but if it's not in the name of the Lord Jesus, it means nothing to heaven. So that's the beauty, that the highlight was in the name of David. And for us, when we take up such a lordship and such a person, and everything that we might do for him, it has to be in his blessed name, because it carries authority with it. But I would like to touch for a few minutes, brethren, that Abigail have addressed David in three different ways, my Lord. My Lord as being the rejected one. My Lord when he takes the rightful place on the throne. But she also acknowledged him as my Lord in a future day, that thou shalt have a lasting house. It's good to see it this way, because we need to come to light of New Testament. There were four individuals that I'm aware of that have addressed the Lord Jesus in New Testament as my Lord. Only four. And one in a prophetic way in Psalm 10. But if I can connect there my Lord to the my Lord that is here in David and make this comparison. The first individual in the New Testament was Elizabeth. When Mary came to visit her, and she said, who am I that the mother of my Lord? So brethren, the Lord Jesus was acknowledged Lord, even when he was in Mary's womb. Never ceases to be Lord, you know? So when he was in his mother's womb, he was acknowledged my Lord. The second person that comes to mind is Mary of Magdala. And she was going to meet a dead person. She said in the Gospel of John, they have taken away my Lord. And again, dear brethren, she was going to meet a dead person. But to her, he wasn't a dead person. He was her Lord. My Lord. The third person that uttered that statement, my Lord, was Thomas. My Lord, my God, and my Lord. My Lord and my God. That he was acknowledged as being my Lord in resurrection. Now follow the trend. So in the womb, he was my Lord. In death, he was my Lord. In resurrection, he was my Lord. And the last one that had uttered my Lord was Paul in Philippians, when he talks about the excellency of his knowledge. Jesus Christ, my Lord. And where was he? In glory. Now he was Lord in every stage. That even when David, in the word of prophecy in Psalm 110, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. He brings us to what? To the day of the millennium. And Abigail had this understanding, because we go back, she was a woman of understanding. She understood the times, she understood the lordship of this Blessed One, that she could acknowledge Him, my Lord, in every stage of His lordship that is seen in David as well.